Fit and Healthy Kids, an early childhood podcast.
Hello from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. This is LaDonna Wirth and Lisa Pupp, extension educators in the field of early childhood. We are here to talk about the littles in your life. A parent came to me the other day and stated, "I cannot believe my adorable little toddler is starting to bite other children. I don't know where she got this new habit. What can I do to stop this behavior?" Lisa, can you give us any advice on toddler biting?
What parents need to know is, it is very common for a child to bite others at some point during their early years. When children do not have the skills or the vocabulary to express their feelings, they might engage in a behavior, such as biting, as a way to let you know how they feel. Children might bite for a variety of reasons. For instance, frustration. She might bite because she wants her toy back or because her sister is sitting too close to her. She might bite because she feels overwhelmed by the proximity of other children or the expectation to share her toys. She also might bite because biting causes a big reaction from adults and she is seeking their attention. So biting can result in adults interacting with the child or gaining the adult's attention. She also might bite to relieve pain from new teeth coming in. Or she might bite because she does not know how to express emotions when she's hungry, when she's tired, scared, or even anxious.
What do we need to remember about this new biting behavior?
Well, the important thing for you to remember when biting occurs is to stay calm with your actions and your words and try to figure out the reason why the biting happened. Remember, there's a reason for the behavior. So for example, if your child bites you when your attention is focused on another person in the room, you might think your child bit you to get your attention. Once you understand the reasons why your child bites, you can teach her a new way to express her feelings or her requests during situations when she's likely to bite. It takes time, patience, and repeated practice, but once she has mastered the skills needed to appropriately express her feelings, biting and other challenging behaviors will decrease.
Children get frustrated often, and they may bite. What can we do to help them?
If your child is biting out of frustration, you can say, "You are so frustrated, you want that toy." Teach your child simple words such as "mine" or "no." Or you can teach them basic sign language or gestures for things like "help" or "stop." It is a matter of giving them the words to use instead of the action.
How can I help a child when they are playing?
So, if your child is biting because she lacks play skills, join her in play by sitting on the floor and coaching her. She might need guidance to learn and practice how to join play or take turns, share, communicate with other children, and ask help if she needs it. So, for example, if another child tries to take her doll, you might say, "Molly thinks your doll looks fun. She wants to play too. Can we show Molly where the other dolls are?" It's as simple as role-playing with them.
When a child gets overwhelmed, how can a parent help them?
If he is biting at times when he feels overwhelmed by anger, frustration, or disappointment, you can teach him about emotions and ways to deal with them in order to reduce or eliminate the biting behavior. You can use books about emotional literacy or teaching tools. You can also help him to identify and label his own emotions or others' emotions as they are being experienced.
Is biting a common problem with very young children?
Yes, biting is a common behavior for very young children, but one that must be addressed immediately. Children might bite when they feel overwhelmed by an emotion and do not have the words or the skills to tell someone or ask for help. Parents can watch and learn when their child is likely to bite. For instance, during play dates with friends, when left alone with a sibling, or when teething. When this happens, teach your child a new skill to replace the biting behavior.
Thank you, Lisa, for giving us insight to why very young children bite.
This has been LaDonna and Lisa with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Until next time, enjoy your family time together.
Zit and Healthy Kids is a co-production of Nebraska Extension, Georgia Extension, Kansas State Extension, South Dakota State Extension, and the Iowa Child Care Resource and Referral.